The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Sure does.
It definitely does. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and Lynn Carpenter. We're here with Jefferson State of Mind. How are you, Lynn?
I am doing well. How about you, my friend?
Oh, the fun never stops, as Mark Kent says.
It doesn't.
We're with our producer, Liam. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
You're a little more wide awake this morning. Kind of spunky.
I'm on my third cup of coffee.
I'm bouncing off the walls here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
We're broadcasting live from KCNR in downtown Reading, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, in 1460 AM, your talk radio. And you can listen live, because we are podcasting all over the world.
Yep.
KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com, and you can even go to the archive, which we archive forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
As long as they don't get deleted.
Well, they don't. Ours don't. Some people have theirs deleted, but of course we have you on today, Stone, so we're not really sure what's going to happen with it.
Uh-oh.
But we'll wait and see. And anyway, we are here. We are broadcasting down here in downtown Reading, as I said, and by golly, during the last program they talked about that we're getting a few more homeless in town, but we won't go on to that because we have two wonderful guests.
And they have homes.
And they have homes, okay. Both of them. And they came from their homes.
Yes, they did.
We have Gary Oxley and Richard Gallardo from the California Rifle and Pistol Association of Shasta County, and they have some important news to share with the folks, and something we're all pretty excited about. So, gentlemen, take it away, Gary.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
Before we begin, I would just like to take this moment and recognize a couple of Americans in our history, a couple of Black Americans. This is National Black Month, I think, celebration month for us in our country. And I would like to recognize Frederick Douglass and Booker T. Washington, two outstanding men who were slaves. At the conclusion of the Civil War, Booker T. Washington went on to produce and create the University of Tuskegee as we have it today. And Booker T. Washington was a great outspokesman for our country. Both proud Americans, both Christians. And so I just want to recognize them today.
Amen.
Yeah.
Very good. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah. Oh, when is White History Month? I'm just asking. Do we have it?
Thanksgiving.
March,
okay.
March.
Throw the dart.
I don't know.
Throw the dart at the calendar. We'll take that later.
Anyway, it's funny. Some things that separate us shouldn't separate us, but they separate us, don't they?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Anyway, gentlemen, you have a resolution that has been written that is being proposed to the Board of Supervisors, and I guess, Rich, you want to take it away with that? Or?
Well, what I'd like to actually do first, if Gary's our local historian, I will call him. Maybe he doesn't call himself that, but I do. So I'd like Gary to give us some historical Second Amendment things to lay the foundation for why we're doing what we're doing here in Shasta County.
So I appreciate that comment, Rich. I know a little bit, just enough to get me in trouble, but I can tell you that our Second Amendment, according to Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story in 1833, stated that the purpose of the Second Amendment is to allow the people to rise up against tyrannical leaders if that were ever to take place. Black and white. There have been numerous Supreme Court justices all the way up to, I believe his name was Warren, from California.
Chief Justice Warren.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
He did not come out and say as a Supreme Court justice that we are a Christian nation, and that the Second Amendment is for that purpose of fighting against tyranny. But up until that point, our Supreme Court justices have said that we're a Christian nation and that the Second Amendment there is to protect us from tyrannical leaders. So today, Rich, I really want to say a lot about Rich and what he's done. He was the backbone of creating and writing this resolution. It's a very good resolution. It has been endorsed by the California Rifle and Pistol Association. It's a resolution that they want to model throughout the rest of the state of California to be a model of defense for the Second Amendment. That is their, that has been their intent and purpose in their 147 years as being an organization. So it's with a great deal of honor that I feel to be able to represent our local chapter here, the Shasta County Gun Owners, and to be able to present this to the board. Previously, it was voted down by Modi, Rickard, and Comente. Said they would never put it on the calendar for consideration, but we went back to the drawing board, and things have changed. We have a new board, and at this time, Rich, I'll let you carry over.
So as Gary said, 140 plus years rifle pistol has been around, and up until about 2019, I think 2019 is when they started local chapters, or was it 2018? It's very recent, and good for them for doing that, by the way. You know, to be a statewide entity for pro Second Amendment rights, to be doing it all by themselves in one place in Southern California, that's a tough sell. That's a tough sell, right? I mean, Rotary has chapters, right? Everybody's got chapters, right? Everybody and their mom's got a chapter somewhere. So good for them for finally starting local chapters because they saw the need. Hey, well, this is a big state, 796 miles from north to south. Holy crud, right? 58 counties. So absolutely, these chapters are very important. And there's over, I think we have 22, roughly, last email I saw, we have roughly 22 chapters throughout the state. And some of those chapters entail more than one county, but we want to keep growing those chapters. And so we started roughly about 2019. I came in about 6 months roughly into this local chapter. And once I heard about it, I'm like, hell yeah, I want to be a part of that. So I was not part of the original a plank holder, right? In the military, they call you a plank holder when you're part of the original crew. But so, yeah, started meeting, and it's like, all right, well, why do we have chapters? What are we going to do, right? We're not going to meet every month and have cookies and coffee and then call it a day. No. We've got to do a couple more things, right? In 2018 in Virginia, there was a state election in Virginia, and Virginia turned blue that cycle, and a bunch of anti-gun laws started to be passed in Virginia. Well, and that very next year in Virginia, I don't know the origin, but somebody in Virginia started passing Second Amendment resolutions. I don't know if it was a city, a county, I don't know. But the wave started, right? It started as a ripple in Virginia in 2019. And then following my syndicated podcast and all my Second Amendment news that I follow, I saw this ripple starting to come across the country. And I'm like, ooh, that ripple's going to turn into a wave. Time to grab the surfboard and ride the wave. Right. So when I met with our local chapter, I said, hey, let's do a Second Amendment resolution. I gave them the history and what's coming. They're like, well, of course, that's in our mission statement to support the Second Amendment. So I looked at probably 30 or 40 other Second Amendment resolutions throughout the country. We're not reinventing the wheel. Our intent was to create the resolution, but tailor it to California and Shasta County. That's the intent. Unfortunately, the vast majority of resolutions that I saw, they have no quote-unquote teeth. And a resolution, for folks that may not know, it's strictly a political statement. That's what a resolution is. It's a political statement. But no teeth. I said, no. I'm not going to sponsor and author and write and propose and submit a resolution with no teeth. That is a waste of everybody's time. Absolutely. No, we're putting teeth in ours, right? And we'll go over it later. We'll go over, there's a couple of resolves in our resolution, which are the teeth. And as Gary said, Chuck Mitchell, the president of California Rifle Pistol, he has endorsed this resolution as written, and you two have a copy of that endorsement letter in front of you.
Yep.
And so, again, to have you know, an attorney, and he's got some stature in the Second Amendment arena. He's the head dude, right? And he gets on national syndicated Second Amendment talk shows, such as Gun Talk with Tom Gresham and other things. So this guy, his name is out there, trust me. And to have this man of this stature put his name and reputation on this very resolution is extremely powerful. It's very powerful.
And, Rich, if I can just interject real quick, I just want to let everybody know that the first resolution that we presented to the CRPA, they did not want to endorse it. And so we made some changes, and Rich was, again, really was the driver behind getting those changes made for us, and now they've endorsed it. So I don't want the listeners to think that, oh, we just wrote a resolution up, and because they're the California Rifle Pistol Association, they're going to just endorse anything. No, they rejected the first one. We revised it.
Yep.
And then they passed it. So.
And there's more reasons to that initial rejection of our initial resolution by CRPA. And part of that had to do with the political atmosphere in Shasta County. At the time, it was the Modi regime.
Mm-hmm.
It was County Council Ruben Cruz. Yeah, don't let the door hit you on the way out, Ruben. and so when Rifle Pistol and Fullerton would call Shasta County, they were talking to the chair of the board, which mm-hmm. was either Modi or Les Baugh. They've had conversations with either chair and Ruben Cruz. And even the county kicked back the resolution back down to Fullerton with amendments on it. And those amendments gutted the teeth. No surprise, right? The establishment county that we had wanted to gut the teeth out of the amendment. Well, of course they did. Mm-hmm. So no surprise that that was the conversations that they were having at the time. And so the political atmosphere was quite different 2 years ago than it is today, right?
Absolutely.
Anybody paying attention knows that, guess what? The Patriots and the conservatives now have a say in Shasta County. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
And once Ruben Cruz leaves, mm-hmm. and again, this current resolution, even as recently as 2 months ago, Ruben Cruz had a conversation with Fullerton, even though Ruben's on his way out. Ruben still said, nope, this is the amended version is what Ruben Cruz is going to approve, call it what you will. He agreed with the amended version with no teeth,
mm-hmm.
even as recently as 2 months ago. And then, of course, because of the change in the political atmosphere here, the local chapter and Fullerton, we out of hand rejected, and we're going with the original resolution.
Now, this is the original one that you originally wrote that you're going with now.
This is the second version that we're submitting now. It's the second version.
Was rejected by the CRPA.
It was rejected by everybody, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
But there was a lot of reasons for it being rejected. It wasn't just CRPA saying we don't like it. There was political reasons for that rejection.
Gotcha. Also. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Two of the things that Ruben Cruz wanted to take out of the current resolution that we'll present on February 21st in the evening meeting is he took out Creator God, and then he was taking out the Constitution as being the precedent for the Second Amendment resolution.
He wanted
the precedent to be based on legal precedents,
court precedents,
not the Constitution.
Well, if I may interject, the Bruin case that just had gone through court,
mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court did say that the original content, the original meaning, the original position of the Second Amendment was upheld.
Mm-hmm.
So that is new.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And our last go-around with this current resolution, as it states, Rifle Pistol actually added that citation into this resolution we're going to hear on tour. They added the Bruin citation in there because, obviously, it's a good thing.
Sure.
So that was a beautiful thing to see Rifle Pistol actually amend and add support and justification for this resolution. So that was a beautiful thing.
Thanks, Claire Thomas.
And, you guys, the Second Amendment has two parts. It has the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, and then it also talks about the militia. Everyone in America is part of the militia.
Right.
For Donnie Chamberlain,
yeah.
And the gentleman down in Red Bluff, Schuller, I believe his name is.
He's in Chico, I think. Sean Schwaller is his name.
And the gentleman from the Washington Examiner or Washington Post from L.A. that keeps coming up here and bashing the folks down in Cottonwood. we're all part of the militia. And that part of that Second Amendment, that's just the militia aspect is just as important as the right to bear arms, because you have to have citizens have the right to be able to protect themselves.
Yeah, and that's it's pretty plain.
Isn't it funny how their ignorance keeps showing?
Right.
Yes.
It's like, tuck it in, boys. It's tuck it in. Your ignorance is showing.
That's right.
It's like, do they not read what is written? Do they not read the words that are written?
Right.
What I'd like to do is get into the resolution.
Sure.
You know, we have Mark Baird on the line, and Mark, we're going to get into this resolution in just a second. What say you, and how you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm doing okay. I just wanted to call in about the case and Bruin and the resolution and everything. So whenever you get a minute.
Okay. Well, give us about. Let's see. We're coming up on a break at 9:30. Can you call back in right after 9:30, and then and that way you can stay on the line if you want to hang out. That's fine with me. Whatever you want to do, brother.
I'll call that.
Okay, 9:30.
So the history of resolutions in California.
Okay.
2013, Siskiyou County passed a resolution.
Right.
It was very short. There was no teeth in it. Good for them for doing it, by the way. Roughly 4 years ago, City of Needles passed a resolution. They didn't like the fact that they couldn't bring in ammunition from right across the border. And so they passed a resolution. It was pretty specific on ammunition. There was some generalities there. So theirs was a little stronger, but yet not really a whole lot of teeth in it. And I just found out this week, and I'm looking at it right now on the website. It's called sanctuarycounties.com. In 2021, Yuba County passed a resolution. I'm looking at it right here. It's on the website. But I read this resolution. Guess what? No teeth in it. And it defers to legal precedent. That's the problem.
Can we get into some teeth? Because
I will. The teeth's going to be very quick.
Oh.
It's not going to take us long to cover the teeth in this resolution. But I got to give people the background and the history. And what's happened in California, and because this all leads up to how and why we are where we're at today in Shasta County.
Perfect. Okay.
And so I know of no other resolutions in the state of California other than those three. Now, maybe there are out there, and they're just passed quietly. I don't know. So let me bring up the resolution here. I don't want to read all two pages. The whereas in a resolution sets the stage, sets the foundation. And, you know, we cover the Declaration of Independence. We cite the Second Amendment. We cite articles of the U.S. and the state constitutions, basically that talk about adhering to the federal constitution and how people in California, it's wield the political power, right? It's not the state. It's not the governor.
Right.
It's not the legislators.
Right.
The people wield the political power in California. So a bunch of whereases, including the rifle, a New York State rifle pistol v. Bruin, that's also in there. So we have to set the stage. And then the resolve portions, now that is where resolve means, okay, we're going to take maybe some action. So the resolve part of a resolution is, it's even though the whole resolution is a political statement, the resolved is where you would put any actions to be conducted. And there's some interesting things in here. But they're here for a reason. Every one of these resolves, our chapter, and Gary was going to weigh in here in a second, every one of these resolved we discussed at length in our chapter and with Rifle Pistol in Fullerton. Mm-hmm. And each one of these by themselves have an absolute justification and a reason. So what do you want to say, Gary?
I just wanted to read this one whereas, because this is right before the resolves. Do we have time?
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Yep,
and
yep.
if we got to go a little late on the break, we will. We're going to give you guys the time. Go ahead.
No problem.
It states, whereas the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and all county officers, officials, and employees reserves the right to not enforce any past, present, and future state or federal laws, regulations, orders, treaties, or rules that violate the Second Amendment as originally written and intended.
Yeah.
I like that.
Ruben Cruz, that's one of the ones Ruben Cruz struck out.
That's a big two.
And put court precedent in place of that. No, that's a big one.
That's a big two.
Read that again, Gary.
Whereas the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and all county officers, officials, and employees reserve the right to not enforce any past, present, and future state or federal laws, regulations, orders, treaties, or rules that violate the Second Amendment as originally written and intended.
Wow.
I like that.
Beautiful words, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Proceed.
It's good. I'm smiling here because this has been a 2.5 year journey and we're just about ready to cross the finish line. So here's a couple of the resolves and, let's just go right to the teeth because, you know, maybe after the half hour when Mark calls back, maybe get a couple other callers. That would be excellent, but let's go right to the teeth. Let's see, here it is. So one of them is, effective immediately, all county officials elected and appointed shall review this resolution and by signature attest to doing so annually by Constitution Day every year. So.
I like that.
This puts it to the resolution in front of all the county officials and officers and employees. They sign it. It goes into their training record,
mm-hmm.
right? That's called a document. And we use those documents for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is key. And there's also a thing in here about taking the oath of office again on an annual basis and signature attesting to taking your oath of office every year. And you sign. This is a refresher course, okay? Now, everybody takes an oath when they first take a public job. They
right.
take an oath,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine. And that they need to by law, right? And they should morally and ethically also. But the key is to have this done annually. They sign it, and it goes in their training record so that when they violate Constitution or other things, they can say, well, you know, that was 18 years ago I took my oath. No, actually, it was 6 months ago, and you've been doing it annually for quite a while now. No excuses.
Right.
So this is key to make sure that they have taken their oath and that they sign that they have taken an oath and that they refresh that oath. It's like renewing your marriage vows. No, you don't do that every year. But some people renew their marriage vows, right?
Right. Right.
It's the same concept.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to renew our vows to the oath of the state and federal constitution.
And, you know, people will stand back and say, I don't need to do that. And you're forcing me to do things I don't want to do. Well, the U.S. Senate has to read by law George Washington's farewell address to the American people annually. And that reminds them of all these different things that we're talking about, the oath
yeah.
of office,
mm-hmm.
morality and yeah. religion and all these different type of things. And they put it to law to be read in the Senate as a reminder of what it is and how we should direct our yeah. nation.
So it would be an ordinance then, I guess, because if it has to have any teeth, it could be a county ordinance.
Well, board policy. And board policy is fine.
The thing is that, you know, I think it's great, and I think people should. But, I mean, most of the people, I'd say 99% of the people that take their oath of office in Article 20 in the California Constitution don't read the California Constitution.
Right.
So I mean, probably 99%. Probably, I probably right. know 10 people have read it.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of it just has to do with the simple fact that we're looking at something to where they could take it every year. I don't know what I love. I mean, I love that idea, and I'm for it. It's just I don't. I mean, yeah, okay, I'll do that. And then if they do it or don't do it.
This is a foundation. This is a beginning, and it's a foundation to make everybody take an annual reminder of their oath of office. This is the beginning. Make sense? You have to start somewhere.
Got to start somewhere. That's right.
And this is the start of holding people accountable to their oaths. This is only the start. Here's another. Go ahead, Gary.
So I was just going to, I want to share this with you. This is a state of California history book from 1920. And in it, it talks about that the fate of our nation lies in the hands of our sons and daughter who learn our history in our public schools. We don't teach the oath of office in our public schools. We don't teach the Constitution in our public schools. So when Rich is talking about a foundation, this is hopefully the beginning of a foundation at a county level to get people to start recognizing that oath of office isn't just there as an old ritual that doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
It does mean something.
It does.
It once upon a time was talked about in the state of California. And so it's not – they're going to pass this, we hope, but there's still going to be a lot of work ahead of us, and the Board of Supervisors are going to have a lot of work and their leadership to direct this through.
Yes. Well, I think I know you guys are on the right track. I know this. It's going to be interesting to see what the kickback is from those who do not want to participate.
Well, even if they do participate, it's if they're going to be honest enough to uphold it.
That's right. Right. That's right. And do they mean it? You know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, people go through the motions of doing it, but do they really mean it? Do they understand the gravity of what this is all about
mm-hmm.
and why we're doing it, how we're doing it, and, you know, the historical purpose behind it,
yeah.
like you're saying. You know, that's the thing. Our education system has totally let everybody down.
Yep.
So they don't have that part of the foundation to grab onto to understand why it's so important.
Well, I think we'll go off to our break right here, and then I've got a couple of questions.
Yeah, we've got some more good teeth to follow, too.
Oh, sounds great. And also, Liam had something he wanted to weigh in on, I think, but I'll find out after the break, so time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Flung the holster around my waist and nothing felt so right than having that baby sitting on my side. Showed my buddy at the range, she said, man, she's sweet, what's her name?
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes go quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Sally Lou. Sally Lou send this in?
Yeah, she did.
She did, huh? It's my girl.
Right.
Yep. Yep. She likes to send the music in, that's for sure. She's now laughing.
That's good.
She was tapping her feet and clapping her hands, sitting in front of the computer, and now she's laughing.
Yeah, I like this one. Statement part of the resolution mm-hmm. It says the Shasta County Board of Supervisors may prohibit by resolution or ordinance any Shasta County department, officer, or employee from applying for grants, spending public funds, using public resources or public employees that directly or indirectly support state or federal infringements on the Second Amendment.
Sure.
I like that.
Yes, and there's some gray area loopholes in there. The board, as you know, they have certain oversight over certain county elected officials, believe it or not. Each elected official is elected, but they also wear a county hat.
Right.
They wear the elected hat and they wear the county hat.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Board of Supervisors has some oversight and control over that elected official, being specifically the budget.
The budget.
But
yeah,
the county can also pass county rules, county policies, county ordinances that that very elected official must follow. Trust me. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Yeah.
So that's what this one is for. So here's another one with some good teeth in it. Shasta County Board of Supervisors shall, that word is in there intentionally, with minimal delay, that's intentional, draft or amend county policies, procedures, and ordinances, or take other actions necessary to enforce this resolution.
I like that one as well. This is
absolutely
really good. It's got a lot of good
teeth. This is the teeth. One more good, let's take one more big bite. Last teeth. Shasta County will use legal means at its disposal to protect the Second Amendment, this resolution, and all county officials acting in accordance with this resolution. So when Ruben Cruz is gone, don't let the door hit you on the way out, Ruben. When we have a new county council's office, their job, I hope, will be to not only protect the county from legal liability, but also protect the citizens against an unruly and criminal state and federal government regarding the Second Amendment.
That's their job. They need to interpose.
Actually, that's not their job. The county council, that's not their job. That's the job of the Board of Supervisors. So we want a county council who's going to be accurate on following the Constitution, as Ruben Cruz was not, in my opinion.
Correct.
That will follow the Constitution and therefore give that advice to the Board of Supervisors, because the county council he doesn't have any jurisdiction.
No, the county council doesn't have that authority. You're correct. The county board of supervisors has that authority.
Right.
However, we need a good county council.
Absolutely.
To legally assist them in these endeavors.
Well, they pick them.
So those are the big teeth, right? There's other things in there, but those are the big teeth that we have that I have not seen in any other Second Amendment resolution in this country. So ours is going to be very unique.
And then what really gives, hopefully, some encouragement and to the Board of Supervisors is that their constituents stand behind the Second Amendment. And by passing this, I want them to know that there are people that out there that will stand behind them when the federal government comes down and tells them you can't do these things. Because the people here in Shasta County aren't going to just turn over and lay down our Second Amendment rights or any other rights in the Constitution.
Yeah, I know Mark's on the line. Two quick things there, and that is number one, the people shouldn't have to abide by any of these criminal laws we have in California.
Correct.
Secondly, the Second Amendment is the only right I know that you have to get a permit for.
Yep.
And our sheriff, his quote is, on open carry, for example, which is our right, on open carry, his comment was, this is Sheriff Johnson's quote, is that, I believe in the right of the Second Amendment, but I will not allow an exposed weapon. So how do you use the word allow and right in the same sentence? And we'll go to Mark Baird. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Sounds like you're doing pretty good. I mean, that's a good resolution, and it's going to be very important going forward, particularly in light of the fact that we want to force the state of California to obey the wishes of the people, not only in Siskiyou County and Shasta County and Needles and all the other places that have passed that type of resolution, but we want to force them to obey the law of the land, which is the Constitution of the United States, and the Second Amendment is the most crucial part of that. And one problem that we have in these counties, even resolution counties, is that the county board of supervisors cannot stop CHP from arresting you in the Walmart parking lot for having your gun. And they can't prevent Fish and Game, and they can't prevent any of the other 50 armed
Homeland
state
Security
agencies from arresting you. What we need to do now is we need to spread the resolution to the other 55 counties that haven't passed one yet. And that's really important, because it's foundational that the people believe what we are talking about, and that's an indicator that people support the Second Amendment. But we also need to force the crazy lunatic criminals in Sacramento to obey the law of the land as well.
And Mark, this resolution is endorsed by the CRPA, and it's going to be used as a model to the other chapters throughout the state of California, and will be a way to do exactly what you're talking about.
To duplicate it, and I think you're right.
I think the most important part of that I heard was county council, and in other words, legal protection for those within county government
that you can trust
who stand behind the resolution.
Right.
And I think that was a great addition. But CRPA doesn't support open carry as a matter of law. And the Flanagan case was just declared moot.
Right,
so right now, the Baird and Gallardo v. Bonta is the only open carry case left standing where we find ourselves in first place now. So there are no other cases besides ours that are advocating for the Second Amendment as it is written. And that's really important to note. And I think that CRPA had an important lesson taught to him in the Ninth Circuit day before yesterday when the Flanagan case was declared moot, because basically their advocacy has been some form of carry. But they never advocated a form of carry that has no government permission. And I think that might be an important lesson at the state level if we could get CRPA. And by the way, I'm not against CRPA. I'm a member. And I advocate this with them all the time. And every group you join isn't everything you want it to be all the time.
Right.
You have to work from within to change that. But
yes.
I think we need to advocate to Chuck and his guys down south who hold all the power, let's face it, it's just the way it is, that they need to start figuring it out that state permission is never going to work out for the people because they just don't give the permission the way we want them to, and they never will because they don't have to and we can't make them.
And, you know, Mark, at some point in time, they're going to have so many laws that are so restrictive that myself, a law-abiding citizen, will become a felon. And when that day comes, I will be a very bad felon.
We probably already have that.
Oh, yes.
They probably already have laws that would make you a felon right now.
Yeah.
We already are. Here.
Yeah.
I mean, I open carry in a lot of occasions that isn't strictly according to state law, and no one here does a thing about it. So we already have a county here where, you know, you have to be careful because, once again, CHP could arrest you, fishing game could arrest you, one of the DMV, the Department of Insurance, the State Tax Franchise Tax Board has armed cops. I mean, all those guys could arrest you, and your county couldn't stop them. And another thing Bonta is famous for is if he doesn't like the way your county adjudicates a case, then he takes you to Sacramento as a prisoner, and he has the Sacramento court take the case.
So
this state is rogue.
Yes.
We need to be careful, but we need to restore the Second Amendment like now.
So I'm going to answer I have an answer to what you said about, you know, state cops and other people, Fed cops, doing their arrests. Yes, those arrests absolutely can continue, but once this resolution passes the county, I'm going to be submitting it to the city of Reading. And who works for the city of Reading, the chief of police, works for the city council. So the key at this level, getting this started at the county level is pretty huge. All the smaller jurisdictions within this county, trust me, they'll take note. And remember, even if a federal officer, well, not a federal officer, right? If a federal officer arrests you on federal gun charges, you go to federal court, and the county is not going to have a say in that matter. However, any other arrests for Second Amendment violations under state or local law, those go to who? Those go to the district attorney. The county district attorney.
They do unless the Department of Justice deems otherwise, and then they take that case to Sacramento and they take jurisdiction away from the district attorney.
Sure, that's possible.
And that's happened before.
Yeah, that's Article 5, Section 13, California Constitution.
It's not only possible, but it happens all the time.
That's right.
In fact, it happens any time the state doesn't like an outcome.
Right.
For example, dam removal was adjudicated by a Superior Court judge in Siskiyou County. We got a favorable ruling. The Department of Justice declared a mistrial in the case and took it to Sacramento, where we promptly lost. I mean, that happens all the time.
Sure.
And we need to change this on a fundamental level so that it can't happen because the state would have no jurisdiction over it. And that's the constitutional challenge, which is that right now in the Ninth Circuit Court, and ours is the only case left standing, the state of California, in spite of the Bruin opinion, has almost disposed of every carry case with the exception of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important. We can win this because the state, the federal judge in the circuit court absolutely abused her discretion.
Yep.
And she even made statements in the record that, quite frankly, are not only unlawful and unconstitutional, but they're abhorrent to justice, and we have those. And so she wrote our appeal for us, and we're going to find out how that turns out, and we're not finished there. We'll appeal that preliminary injunction to the interlocutory appeal to the United States Supreme Court if we don't get justice in the Ninth Circuit Court.
Yeah.
And these things are important, and we have a fundraiser coming up. Please support this case because we could put real teeth to the Second Amendment in the state of California if we can manage to win this, and I think we can.
You know, the Second Amendment is extremely important to fight against tyranny, and that's its main sole purpose. We're talking about the California Highway Patrol and them having authority over us. There was a bill that was passed, Senate Bill 960, and the CHP was teaching the people over in Trinity County about new laws that were coming out. And the law, and this is reported in their paper, it says public employment, peace officer citizenship. The law maintains that peace officers, including peace officer trainees, be legally authorized to work in the United States consistent with federal law and regulations. However, removes the requirement that they be citizens or permanent residents of the United States.
Yep.
So now we have non-U.S. people enforcing California laws on me, and that's not a good day.
Yeah, yep. And that's exactly, that's Mark's point.
Okay,
right. So the thing is that what he's saying that there are outside sources that can be used, and is it legal? Probably not. You know, point is that they do it anyway. And
correct.
So I think that, by the way, I read Amy's last brief. It's amazing. That was amazing, Mark. I don't see how the court can not rule your way after reading that. It was amazing.
So
well, I don't either, except that federal judges are liars.
Liars, yeah.
But quite frankly, the state of California has painted itself into a corner.
Yep.
And if you like concealed carry with permission, you'll love SB2 that's about to come out. That essentially doubles the training, doubles or triples the cost, and makes the entire state of California a sensitive place, a la the New York SAFE Act and the New Jersey Act. And that New Jersey Act, by the way, has been struck down by no less than 4 federal judges, and yet people there are still in jeopardy of their Second Amendment rights because the state just thumbs its nose at the court. But what we're going to need here, and what these resolutions really do is they build public awareness and they build public support for that which we already have the right to do.
Yes.
And once we have a decision that supports and defends the Second Amendment constitutionally, then we need to start doing it regardless of what the state of California says, because you know the state's going to thumb its nose at the court when we win this case, just like they have with every other case.
Yeah.
But what we need to start doing is carrying so that they can't, because they can't arrest all of us.
Yeah, so I did a story on citizen journalists yesterday, and I showed five different ways that the state of California has specifically retaliated against Shasta County citizens trying to regain their freedoms and liberties. So to your point, of course, whenever something positive happens with the Second Amendment, First Amendment, doesn't matter, California in its criminal environment, because they're all criminals down there, they'll pass a law to, you know, give us the political middle finger. So I get that. And that's just, unfortunately, that's where we're at. And so to answer, talking about the federal guys again. So the sheriffs in most counties in California, they have what are called MOUs, memorandums of understandings, letters of agreements, call them what you will, that give basically grant permission for the feds and other law enforcement agencies to do their law enforcement activities within those county boundaries. Those MOUs can be eliminated.
Well, we do have MOU with the city. Is it the Department of... Which government department? You mentioned the government departments, Mark, the Fish and Wildlife. What was the other one?
Well, Fish and Game, Highway Patrol, the DMV, the Insurance Board, the Franchise Tax Board, there are about 50 armed agencies
in
the state of California.
We have in Reading now, there is an MOU. In fact, they have their own police cars. In Reading, we have got, I think it's a Department of Fish and Wildlife. I think they've been brought in to actually help the police. And it's printed on their cars now. This happened, I don't know, maybe 3-4 weeks ago. Maybe longer, maybe a couple of months ago. So the MOUs are important. But let me ask you a question. In fact, I'll ask the three of you a question about the sheriff. I mean, the sheriff has the jurisdiction here to punt these people out. He can interpose and do that and nullify what they're doing. What can this – does this resolution put any pressure on the sheriff, and how can we get the sheriff to – follow his oath of office and his constitutional duty to protect us from the tyranny of the state?
You can't. The resolution does nothing to the sheriff. He's a county official that's elected and has jurisdiction under Article 5.
Right.
And is beholden to the state's attorney general, by the way.
Right.
Because that's his direct supervisor.
Yep.
And you can't compel him to do anything that he considers to be unlawful. And there is a Supreme Court case that says that counties can't be or states can't be compelled to enforce federal law, but also that same Supreme Court decision says counties cannot block enforcement of federal law by federal officers within their borders. Neither can counties block enforcement of state law within their borders by state officers. So the sheriff has no power he could make some power where he shows up with a bunch of deputies and says, if you take him, you're going to have to take us too. I mean, there are a lot of things that a sheriff could do, but there is nothing that typically they do, and no sheriff has ever done that before, so there's no precedent for it.
And correct. This is political pressure on the sheriff. This is political pressure on the law enforcement.
Well, the point is you elect a sheriff that will do the will of the people. That's how you do that.
We haven't elected a sheriff here in the last three sheriffs.
Well, there you go. I mean, and that's a scam that needs to be stopped. And
28 counties.
And by the way, you're not unique. That's 28
counties
everywhere.
Right.
Where the guy retires.
Right.
He has the board appoint his successor, and you can go a long time without electing a sheriff.
Yeah.
We need to stop that. But I think the Second Amendment. Our hope really is in court, and it's not that we need court to tell us what our rights are.
Correct.
We need court to stop having to explain ourselves every time we get arrested for exercising our
correct.
Rights. That's the whole point of this case. I have the right.
Yes, sir.
I exercise it all the time.
Yes,
but
sir.
The problem is I could be arrested for that exercise, and I'd either have to start a war right then or submit to the arrest. Those are your two choices.
Yep.
And so we need some kind of definition because, let's face it, not everybody is willing to take the risk we're willing to take. So in order to protect our weaker brothers and sisters in the state of California, we need this court case and we need to prevail, and we can. We're close. I mean, we have them in a corner. We have the judge making statements that are unsupportable under Supreme Court law from four separate Supreme Court cases and California cases.
Yeah.
I mean, California declared that concealed carry is not a right in the Ninth Circuit en banc. That case has never been set aside.
Yeah.
Concealed carry is not a right. We have a right, the Supreme Court says, that we have the right to carry weapons outside the home for the purpose of self-defense. So concealed carry isn't a right. The Supreme Court in four recent cases declared that we have a right to carry weapons outside the home. Therefore, that right must be open carry, and that's the case we're pressing. And in order to protect people who are too weak to stand up for themselves, we need to win this case. And let's face it, there are a lot more of them than there are of us, and we need to help them find some backbone.
We can
do it by winning this case.
Absolutely. So if I could interject, because we're almost out of time here. So this resolution at the county level, this is only the beginning. This is the starting line to take control back of our Second Amendment at the county level. This is only the beginning. And Supervisor Patrick Jones, who's our chair at the moment, he's been public. One of the next things that are coming up soon after this resolution, he wants to pass a county policy in order to allow county employees who have CCWs. Let's not go down that road at this moment. We're out at almost out of time, but we got to start somewhere. He wants to allow policy to allow county employees to carry on duty while they're at work, and that is going to be a beautiful thing when it happens. But again, we're only at the beginning. This fight's going to last for forever, right? To continue to our posterity, but there's a lot of things. Well, I know, but you know, again, we have plans to continue to expand what should be our God-given rights to protect ourselves. But
it is our God-given rights.
Well, okay, sorry if I put that word "should" in the wrong place.
No, but, you didn't, but you're right.
Okay, so we have plans to, and we have the board majority for at least these 2 years, and so we want to put things in place to the foundation so that we can start regaining our Second Amendment God-given rights in Shasta County.
You know, our founding father.
Go ahead.
I think that's super important because, once again, it will show public support for that which we already have the right to do, and we need that. We need people to be educated, informed, elevated in their understanding and beliefs. I mean, you know, go get it. It's most important that you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah. If our founding fathers didn't stand up against the British government and say no, the people would never have followed. I look at our board of supervisors. They're the first time they're going to stand up and say, no, you don't get to do this anymore. And the people will hopefully be encouraged and stand behind them. Terry and Wynn, thanks a lot for having us on today. I really appreciate it. And Mark, thanks for coming in and sharing all your stuff with us, too.
And tomorrow, I'll see you tomorrow, Mark. We're doing a podcast on...
Do I have time for a shameless plug?
I don't know.
We got 3 minutes.
Yes, yep.
3 minutes. But yep. I need 1 minute. But go ahead, Mark.
March 11th, down to Veterans Hall in Red Bluff is going to be a fundraiser for this case. We're running out of money, guys, and we're in the appellate court now. We need help. We need donations, raffle items. We need people to show up, buy a table, come bid on things. Let's raise some money so we can finish this case and win it. And we really, really need your help. And Terry and Wynn have all the details, so you can get the details from them. But please help us, because without your support, we will not win this. We need help to win.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
And for our resolution, folks, February 21st, 5:30 p.m., County Board of Supervisors, 1450 Court Street. We need everybody that can be there to show up.
And
that's an evening meeting.
That's
so
an evening meeting.
No excuses, folks. Come on.
I'm putting out the call right now for all of these companies in Shasta County that teach concealed weapons courses, do firearms training courses, all the gun shop owners and managers. I'm personally inviting all of you.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you don't show up, yeah, I'm talking to the firearms folks. If any of you don't show up, I will make sure to make a list of which of you do not show up. To support this resolution, trust me, I'm going to make that public if you do not show up. All of you who make your living off of the Second Amendment, you better be there.
We will be doing a podcast on this. I just volunteered these two guys. We'll be doing a podcast where we can get a boost and get this out to not just Shasta County, but all over the state of California. Because what they're doing with this resolution is excellent, because they're planting the seed. They're getting the people to understand these are things we should have. Whether we get them all, whether they're enforced, these are things we not only should have, but basically they are our God-given rights.
Absolutely.
And thank you guys for doing this. We'll get on. We'll do a podcast. We'll announce this everywhere, and I'll get with you guys, and we'll put this together. So I think with that, we probably only have a minute. Gary, you want to say something?
You know, I just feel really inspired to tell everybody again, and it's something that I've not always known, but, you know, our government teaches us about separation of church and state. Well, I just have been studying for a long time.
Probably the case.
We are a Christian nation. We may not be a nation of Christians, but we need to get back to that state where we are a nation of Christians. And those morals and values, they were brought over by our pilgrims. They were brought over by our founding fathers. They instituted them, and which helped to create this republic. So I would encourage everybody in your own ways to go back to your Christian roots and values. Teach people that it's not okay to lie and to be honest. Thank
you. Excellent. Excellent. I love that.
And time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
It's not our bill. We had no say. Jefferson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.